We do have to be out of the room by 4:30 according to the library rules, and it is now 4:15, and I'm going to try to get two things done. Can you hold up just a moment, sir? First of all, we have with us Dominic Cusimano, who is one of the people who chose to replace his own meter and has been sued by Detroit Edison. And he would like to just briefly say a few remarks. You know, keep it to a couple minutes, Dominic, because then I want to have, like, at least 10 minutes for question and answer, too. So, go ahead, Dominic.
Hi, my name is Dominic Cusimano. My wife, Lillian, is EMF sensitive. They came and we had a house up in Anderson Township. So a lot of you, or many of you, might have seen us already on TV. We're on WXYZ. Donna, come on up here. Come on up. Donna's another one. Come on up. They took the meter off her house. The Hialeah that you were talking about, that's the meter company where all the utilities are sending all of these analog meters that they're taking off your homes. They're all going to Hialeah down in Florida, Hialeah, Florida, where they are rebuilding them and they are selling them to the rest of the world for business. Because businesses now have found out that the quality, the power quality, is coming in so bad from the utilities, creating EMFs that is damaging their equipment. So what they're doing is they're buying the analog meters and putting them as secondaries after the smart meters to stop some of the EMFs that are coming into their machines. I mean, this, there's facts. Like Linda gave you a lot of information, and there's facts that need to be filled in. For example, in Europe, they've had these meters for many more years than we have. In Canada, they've had these meters for many more years than we have. And what's been going on now, they passed laws in France. You made the comment, ma'am, about the kids and the elderly. Well, in France, they're making them remove the Wi-Fi and the cell phones and any type of smart meters off of all the schools and the hospitals in France. Okay? They have already proven it in Europe from the doctors and scientists in Europe that these are causing leukemia in children. It's causing health effects in the elderly. People with pacemakers and medical devices are being affected. So I just wanted you to know, the best way, like you're talking about here, we are, I hate to use this word, but we are at war with the utility companies. And the only way you're going to win, and always remember Napoleon. How did Napoleon get beat? He got beat because he got fought on too many fronts. You have to fight them on every front you have. You have to fight them through the media. You have to fight them through support groups. You have to fight them on everything. You call your newspapers and tell them, why isn't this getting more coverage? Call your radio stations. Ask them. Call your representatives in Lansing. Ask them, why are you just sitting back? The more calls, the better. Keep hitting them. Keep them off their feet. Okay. Thank you.
And think about your children. And think about your grandchildren.
Thank you, Dominic.